Blog Talk Radio. Well, good evening and welcome once again to Madame Perry Salon, the podcast that loves you. And I am your host and your groove mistress and your cruise director, Madame Perry. But you can call me Jen, you can call me Jennifer, you can call me Perry, JP. I don't care. I'm just happy to have you here in the genie bottle with me one more time. And thank you to everyone who's been subscribing, who's been listening, sharing it, because you do that and because of the messages or reviews that you leave on either on Blog Talk Radio, Apple iTunes, Stitcher, whatever podcast platform you like. That helps me to continue to get some of the great guests we've been having. Well, all my guests are great, but it helps me to continue to get excellent guests that you enjoy, as well as guests coming up in the next few weeks, as well as the guest I've got tonight. So thank you very much. I just appreciate you all. And so, as I said, and tonight, this is a guest who's been here before, and that's always fun because once they've been here in the genie bottle, they've got their own place and they're comfortable. And so I'm very, very happy. A lot of people are excited with me about tonight's show. So tonight's guest, well, he grew up in several places. I would consider him more cosmopolitan than a member of or a citizen of any one particular country. Grew up in Beirut, Lebanon, New York City, and but born in Japan. And, you know, I could tell you more about him because he's a fascinating man, but I'm going to probably let him tell you more about it. He has lived a lot of his life in New York. Growing up living in New York, he got to meet people from different cultures and ethnicities. He had a rock band with an album, and I'm going to get a hold of his album. I'm going to get that done this year. No kidding, because I have got to hear this. But he's been in marketing and senior management at various American IT companies in Japan, and he joined Happy Science. And if you listen to this show, you know Happy Science. He joined Happy Science in 2010. He became the director of international communications and is currently leading Happy Science's international media division and is the executive vice president of Happy Science or HS Productions and producer of The Real Exorcist. The Real Exorcist is a new movie from Happy Science. HS Productions, and he's going to tell us all about it tonight. I've seen it. I love it. So, hey, let's welcome here in the genie bottle one more time, Yoichi Utebi.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me back to the show. I appreciate it very much.
Thrilled. I was so happy to know you were going to come back. Thank you so very much. Yeah. You know, I have... Mm-hmm. I apologize for not being able, you know, your English is so perfect, fortunately, for us over here. And I have a friend, Harumi, in Brazil. She's from Tokyo, and she has tried her very best to help me say, Yokoso, welcome.
Oh, arigato. Thank you.
And that's about it. And the only other thing I can say in Japanese is, Nihongo o hanashimasen desu.
Oh, okay. You can't speak English. I mean Japanese.
Right. Or sometimes English. Yeah. Benkyo shimashita demo jōzu ja arimasen desu. So that's
it. Oh, you can speak very well, actually.
Oh, iechigaimasu. Thank you. Arigato. So okay. Now that I'll relieve you of my poor Japanese now and say congratulations on the new film, The Real Exorcist. I am so excited. Oh. I love it.
Thank you so much. Yeah, appreciate very much for that.
So would you just start off? Because it's the one line in description says, "These spirits have a message for the living." Supernatural film from Japan dramatizes the effects of negative energies and illuminates the power of a positive mindset. And Mr. Utabi, boy, do we need that now. So would you tell everyone what the film is about?
Sure. So this is it's a Japanese supernatural fantasy thriller. It's not quite a horror, but it's a little bit scary, but it's not so scary. And the story goes like this. In the main character, her name is Sayuri. She's like a girl, ordinary girl working at the cafe as waitress. But she has this secret, okay? She has a special supernatural power. So she can actually see and speak to the ghosts and spirits, and she can read people's past. She also has a super, like a ritual power to expel evil spirits. So all these things will happen within this movie. And she actually has this free consultation at the cafe she works at. So this movie, it consists of combination of short stories. That's why it's so much fun to watch it. And it kind of puts together, and at the end of the day, she solves these spiritual problems and phenomena one by one. For example, there's a suicide story, there's a miscarriage story, there's a poltergeist story, you know, battle with devil, different types of stories put together. And so it's so much fun to watch it, it's entertainment. But it's at the same time, it's actually kind of educational because you get to learn, like, you know, what you need to think about. It makes you think, you know, why this is happening, and maybe if it is happening in reality, you know, maybe there is a hint or the guidance that maybe you can also learn from. So it's kind of educational as well as very heartwarming.
And it goes, you know, there's a show that's very popular in America called The Ghost Whisperer. And so people who like that show will love The Real Exorcist, because you take that type of story with somebody who can, who's got some different sort of sensibilities. Sayuri says she's a clairvoyant, and and yet it takes it and goes further, much further than that. Than a show, and it's the characters are well rounded, and yes, it's just it's a whole different telling than what people are used to, even from the very beginning. It's not some kind of, as they say over here, it's not woo woo. It's not it's all scary. It's an absolutely beautiful story, especially the way she deals with people's heartbreak and confusion. And
So when you hear the word exorcist, most of us would probably think about like a horror movie, you know, like Exorcist. So the big difference between this movie and the other horror movie is that the horror movie's main aim is to scare the audience, right? So it's like the audience expecting the roller coaster effect. Like they want to be like, right? But at the end of the day, like, you know, it's fun to watch it. Sometimes it's good for some people. It's a stress-free, you know, freeing their stress out and things like that. But you don't get to learn much out of the movie. But this movie is not so scary, but you have a lot of hints and guidance, like how to defeat the actual evil. Or if you don't want to use the word evil, you can say negative energy. So that's why it's called The Real Exorcist, not just The Negative Exorcist.
and you're right. There's a lot of people. I've got a lot of friends here that are horror writers or aficionados, and they do it. A lot of people. But the thing is, yes, you're right. I mean, it's not made just to scare. It's not made just to get that kind of horror thrill. It's but it has tension.
Yes, it does. Yes, we keep the tension there going.
Yeah, because there's a couple of moments where, like, I just kind of leaned back in my seat, just sort of like let this back down in my seat, and you know, let's take down and just sat up, and then all of a sudden I was like, whoa, wait a minute, you know, just kind of getting a little tense there, and So it doesn't skip on the what?
Yes, there's a little spice here and there, scariness.
Yeah, yeah. It's got good tension. It holds you into it. It keeps you into it, you know, because you watch the story and then it's like sad. Sometimes when you least expect it, it gives you that moment and starts to pull you in. I like, too, the way you do, you know, it's like you start with the smaller things and then pull, and then all of a sudden, bang, you know, it grabs you once you're really pulled in. I like that.
Yep.
Who created this film? Who wrote the story?
So the story, original story, was written by Riho Okawa. I think last time we talked about quite a lot about Happy Science, but he is the founder of Happy Science, which is Japan's most active and most influential spiritual movement today. And he's a founder, and he's also the executive producer of this movie because he wrote the original story. Now, based on the original story, his daughter, Sayaka Okawa, she did a screenplay. So she actually wrote all the scripts for this movie. So those are the two main people who actually came up with this story. And, you know, I don't know if you want to believe it or not, but all the story that's inside there is the real experience which Riho Okawa has been experiencing as a spiritual leader. So it's not like it's based on true story. We can't say it's based on true story, but it's probably based on true incident, if you want to put it that way. So. Things happen. You know, those things are real. So.
Yeah, no kidding. And I think people are looking for something. So the driving, what would you call the driving force behind the film and the message? And what do you think? As I did when I saw it, that this is the perfect time for this film, The Real Exorcist.
Yeah, definitely it is. So, I mean, of course, the main, you know, story is about, you know, good with, you know, fighting evil. And at the end of the day, good always defeats the evil. You know, that's like a message of hope that everybody wants to hear. So we'll give that. You know, just like Avengers, we win, finally. But, it also illustrates the reality of spirituality as well. Like in everyday life, you know, maybe there is something that is happening in nowadays. We don't see. There's a lot of things we cannot see, but they actually exist. So it does give this a message to think about, you know, why are we here? You know, what are the things that's happening around us? Maybe there's a reason why it's happening. It will give you some kind of good hint and guidance to live a positive and constructive life, especially in the days today, you know. And last time we talked, we never thought about the world is going to be like this as today, right? So.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. I'm not kidding, right? Yeah. You know, yeah. I just wish, like, you know, one day I would just wake up and say, oh, my God, that was all a dream. Thank God it was a dream. You know what I mean? It's not.
Yeah, like, what is
so sad.
I think there were a couple of TV shows that ended the last show like that, like Bob Newhart, and I think there was even talk, maybe Dallas, where it's all a dream, and it's like, so we keep thinking, hey, maybe it'll be like that, maybe it'll just be a dream, but no, not at all. And you're right, no one, I mean, even though people were may have been aware sometime last year, early this year, that there was COVID-19 coming up, or that it was starting to spread. No one thought we'd be like this. As I was telling someone recently, or I've said it on the show, in March, I went to this convention in Tucson. It's a steampunk. Have you heard of steampunk?
No.
Well, this place is like a combination Wild West and steampunk, which is like science fiction and the Victorian era. And so we're all there. Yeah, I'll send you some pictures. They were all there in our costumes, having fun, you know, living in the Wild West and Victoriana and the science fiction parts of it. And then we left on Sunday. Everybody go back home. And that was a Sunday when the time changed. So we had to leave and turn our time clocks forward. And after that, since that was March, and that was like the first or second weekend in March, we said we left there where we were all in this costume in our own little world. And then we turned our clocks forward. And when we did, we were in the Twilight Zone.
Oh.
And have been ever since is how it feels. So, yeah this is, you
definitely.
Never know what's ahead of you. I noticed that one thing in The Real Exorcist, Sayuri,
mm-hmm.
She's the young one, the star. She works in the coffee shop and the, and she's also a consultant and very psychic. She explains to people, differences about, with the different people she helps, like the young schoolgirls, and
mm-hmm.
about the that we are subject to spiritual influences that are both positive and negative.
That's right.
And so, tell us about that. And also, there's like certain. I also got from there that there are certain. How would you say, like actions or thought patterns
mm-hmm.
that she teaches them can repel negative energy,
right,
and attract
right.
positive influences. So,
right, yeah. So negative energy is just an accumulation of negativities, right? So, there's so many. It's either positive or negative in this world. So if you want to look at from a spiritual side, if you believe in ghosts and spirits, you're going to know, when you talk about negative energy, you're talking about the evil ghosts, evil spirits and hunting spirits and wandering spirits who are lost and trying to seek for the help or trying to do bad things for the people. Those are like a negative energy. And positive energy is like angels, angels of light who's trying to guide us and help us through. That's like a spiritual aspect. But if you want to leave that aside, it's still there is a negative energy and positive energy in this world. So it's really, it's that's what's happening today nowadays. There's so much negative energy, negative thoughts that's spreading across, the world and around us. So that also kind of gives us the hint how to overcome it. And so negative energy, how to overcome it in the movie, there's 3 points that she kind of talks about in the movie. And she says the one thing is to be honest, okay, don't lie. So if you want to defeat the negative energy, one thing you need to do is to be honest, be pure, be a good person. Don't ever lie. And
mm-hmm.
another point was to make effort. He says, always keep making efforts. So it's the idea of being self-help kind of idea, always make
mm-hmm.
effort, and always try to stay positive even in any circumstances. So it's really 3 simple things she talks about. Like that's the point that she talks about in the movie. Being honest, try to make effort, and stay positive. That would repel all the negative energy.
Mm-hmm. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, and she's just a few very simple lessons or directions, and that's what I like about it. It's pure and simple. It's not way out there and hard to grasp. It's simple.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that gives a purity.
For example, if you just take one story out of it, maybe we can talk about the suicide. Okay, I mean, suicide is a big topic in not just America, all over the world, and
mm-hmm.
especially with this corona pandemic, if things go down, go south, and become more recession, then we might have more of this kind of situation. And in the story, if I talk about it very briefly, there's a girl. She's a high school girl. She commits suicide, and she because she was bullied at school at that time. So Sayuri find this girl. Okay, she's wandering in the school, and she tried to tell her, committing suicide is not a wise choice from a spiritual point perspective, because spiritual point of view, life does not end after we die. And this is just if you think. Only if, okay? So if life does not end after we die, what would happen if we have eternal life? What happens? Okay? After we die, soul would leave the body. If the soul keeps living on, okay? Ending your life is not going to end the solution, the problem you have. Because after you end your life, the problem you have is still going to continue on. It's a law of the cause and effect. We just keep continuing on. So through this story, you know, Sari teaches, you know, that everything that we encounter in this our life, there's a meaning to it. Okay? Sometimes it might be a little bit difficult for you, but there's no difficult things. Nothing that you cannot overcome will be given to you, because life is like a workbook. God gives us these, you know, challenges. So, you know, try to be strong, and you have to, like, overcome it. And so those are, like, the positive message that she'll talk to you and talk to us about through this one story of, you know, a girl who's committed suicide. At the end, you know, she understands all that, and, of course, she's led back to the heaven, you know, by support by angels. So, you know, if you are in very, very difficult situation right now, thinking, you know, having a suffering right now, and, like, thinking about, you know, an ending in your life, you have to just stop thinking about it and think about your family and, you know, your mother or father who supported you. And just think, you know, if you die, if it's not going to end, it's not going to end. You have to, sometimes it might be difficult, but you have to face it and overcome it. And you can do it because, you know, God is always with you. So that's the kind of message that we have. You know, I thought it would be nice to talk about just one story so people kind of have a feeling of what kind of movie this is about. So, yeah.
You know, that's a good idea, because I know in that particular thing, the suicide, I mean, the girl is young and she's having troubles and and she's being bullied at school, so she's having trouble with schoolwork, and she doesn't understand. Mm-hmm. And the point where when it shows the flashback to when she ended her life, you know, she's telling herself, if this ends, then I'll be out of this. You know, like, it'll be over. Right. I'll be out of this. I won't have to worry about this anymore. And that's not true. And then they show her how much her mother is grieving.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, just one story would just, if that is true, what is the action that I need to take? Or even if there's a family who you know, one of the family members committed suicide, and the family who has been left behind is probably suffering today for many, many, many years, and probably never be able to go over, you know, to the rest of their life, their living. But that's sad. You know, you have to live positively. You have to go over it. But one of the ways to do it is to just think about it. If this is the truth, then, you know, you can, like, take back the peace and the comfort in your mind and heal the scars that you have in your heart, maybe, hopefully. So those are the kind of messages that we want to give out. There's, like, four or five other stories like this. Every story has that kind of same message that would give you a hope. So hopefully that will also repel all the negative energies out of you as well by watching it.
Yes, because one of the high school girls that first realizes the presence of the girl that has passed over, but hasn't left she committed suicide, but she hasn't left the earth yet. Her spirit's still in a lot of pain. She was also, they said she was also considering the same thing. She was also that depressed. And another thing too, and I guess one of the opening scenes of the film, really, really, to me, hits home in a lot of way to some things that we need to think about now. You know, as we said, no one expected that we would be all having to, you know, be a little quarantined, be careful when we go out, not be able to be around friends and family right now. And then, of course, with that, the economy crashed, a lot of people out of their jobs and kids not in school.
Yep.
And there's a lot of things that are stressing people. And, you know, it's like I told someone recently, you know, it's easy. This is the time that we need to consider what other people are going through. If you're in traffic and somebody does something you don't like, don't honk at them. They might have just gotten bad news. They might have something pressing on their minds. They may be sick, you know, and so don't honk at them. They probably didn't mean to drive bad or get in your way. They've just probably got a lot on their mind. So, and in the opening of the film, when Sayuri, she's walking down the street, and she can see, because of her, she's clairvoyant because of her sensitivities, to the spirit world. She can see people and hear their thoughts when they're thinking, you know, they're mad at somebody or they just don't see a reason to live. And she can see when there's maybe a negative spirit attached to them saying, well, you know, why bother? Why do you keep on living? And, or maybe they're angry. And she can see all this. And I thought, you know, we're all, everybody you meet, we don't know what everyone else is going through, but we know they've got something going on, and right now more than ever. And so that's why I thought this is, I know you didn't plan it for what was going on now, but this film is going to be released at a time when we all need it. So tell me how, we could talk about how Sayuri gives, helps the people with spiritual tools to help overcome what they're going, because this is the time for this movie.
So I don't know, maybe we can talk a little bit about coronavirus now. I'm sure there's, you know, there's a lot of ways you can repel the virus, because, you know, if you think about it, virus is a negative energy, right? It's an accumulation of negative energy. So if you believe in ghosts and spirits, it's exactly the same as evil spirits, position, you know, like virus is possessing you. So if you really think about it from a spiritual aspect, if you can repel evil spirits out of your body, that means you can actually repel the virus out of your body too. So, you know, I did some research on virus, and it says like that there's like more than like 30,000 viruses. So they're everywhere around us. And only few of them have this ability to attack human beings. And like humans are like 50 million times bigger than the virus. So it's like a whale with like a water tree. So, you know, they're so small and tiny. But biggest thing this coronavirus has brought to us, I think, is a fear. Because everybody's so fearful of it, because you cannot see it, and you know it's going to harm us, and there's no cure, right? So we are so much in fear, and actually emotion of this fear is attracting even more negative energy, you know, right? Because there's a power of attraction, and power of attraction works in both ways. If you think positively, you attract good things, but if you have this fear and emotion of negativity, that's going to attract even more negative things in your life. So that means you're actually opening a door to attract more virus. So it's going to spread even further. So I think we need to be stronger and try to bring in like opposite energy from fear. I know it's difficult to do, because in reality, you don't see that, right? But you have to, if you really think it through this movie, if you learn there's a power in how we think and the power of thinking, if you can really bring your positive thinking, be more constructive, cheerful, serenity, and I think at the end of the day, I think what we're missing nowadays is the gratitude, feeling grateful. That's what Sayuri says, right, in the movie as well. She talks about how important it is to have faith and have a gratitude. Those two are the things that would repel all the negative energy. And, you know, I was thinking the other day, you know, why is this happening to us? You know, why is this thing happening to us? And I just think that maybe we are missing something here. Like maybe God is saying, you know, maybe there's like the lesson that we need to learn from this, right? Because everything that happens to us, we need to learn something. So maybe God is saying to us, you know, we humans are being too like arrogant, like acting as we are like the creator of the universe. So maybe we need more humbleness and to be more grateful. For what we have been giving, like, because we can't even live a normal life nowadays. And all these things that we've been given, we probably took that advantage of it and without having any sense of gratitude. But now we know just being together with friends and hugging each other, you know, that was a normal thing, but we can't even do that anymore. And that is so sad. But there's got to be something we need to learn. You know, maybe we need to be more humble and be faithful. That doesn't mean that, you know, we have to go back to the ancient age and go green all the way. It's just that I think we need to be more appreciative and gratitude for all the technologies and sciences we've been giving. And, you know, I think that's what we're missing. So
I think
power of gratitude will change things. If everybody in this world just stops thinking about ourselves and leave all the egos and just say thank you to the people around, if we all do that, then I think the virus is going to go away because they can't fight us with you know, so much love, I think.
I think that's a brilliant point to go on writing down. I think it's so I'm going to take just a 1 minute break and be right back, and I want to continue that.
All right.
Okay? And I'll be right back with Yoichi too.
So Chuck, talk to us about Fizdale being the Knicks' new coach. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I'll tell you right now, Ernie, it don't matter who's going to coach this team. They don't got no talent on it. And I don't really feel like talking.
That's kind of hard.
I don't feel like talking about the Knicks right
do
now.
Do you talk about lunch?
No.
What would you like to talk about, Chuck?
See, Ernie, I've been listening to a podcast called Madame Perry Salon. And I think Jennifer Perry, she's a great host. I mean, she got all these bestseller authors, Rostov, all the comedians.
What about people that don't have rings?
Here we go again.
Real funny. But I think she's great, and I think people would love her show. She got a great laugh. She make the laugh come out of nowhere like an eagle come in there and just steal the whole show. It's a beautiful thing. It's not terrible.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Charles. All right, and this is Madam Perry, or Jennifer Perry, back with the with my amazing friend, Yoichi Utebi. So, pardon?
No, I just said thank you.
You're welcome. So, let's go back. I like the trend you were taking on that about gratitude.
Yeah.
Why is this happening? And with COVID-19, with all the lessons that we've been taught, and with COVID-19, all the things that we're going through now, and the economy tanking and different things happening like that, and where do kids go to school? What about the people? And there are people who are fighting, I don't believe there's a real virus, it's a hoax. And then the other ones are going, no, please cover your, you know, wear a mask. There's just so much going on like that. And then there's the Black Lives Matter movement. I mean, we've got a lot of people very upset about killing people like George Floyd and even the children. We have a little girl in Atlanta who was killed. Of course, she's 9 years old, just shot, didn't even know the people. So there's a lot of things happening at once that we're all worked up about. So I am putting a lot on you right now with all of that. And you've seen, you know, people are upset about a lot of things. So there you go.
Yep.
Talk to me.
Okay. Like Cyrie said, you know, I just want to go back to the movie just for a second, because she said something very, very important in the movie, you know, how to repel the negative energy or evil. She says, you know, exactly what she said, because I have this memo here. She says, first, you have to believe in God and always be grateful for the life you've been given. Because evil spirits never feel gratitude. But they all have is greed. And to not give into this negativity, you need faith and gratitude. You know, that's the word she says. So I really, really, really like that word when she says about that. So it doesn't matter which faith you have. You know, you could be Christian, Muslim, Happy Science, but having gratitude and I don't know how to use the word faith, but believing something bigger than you, and having appreciation. I think we're missing that. You know, from all these things happening, like, you know, if you talk about Black Lives Matter, I don't know. From I'm Japanese, so I'm just looking at it maybe from a different angle, but it looks like it's a continuation of a, you know, civil rights movement. You know, but
exactly.
But it's about accepting diversity and different culture. But still, if you want to, from my point of view, it looks like there's still a karma or the laws of cause and effect still still continuing on because, you know, all this happened because the Western civilization's history, if you go back to history, it was history of colonization, right? So maybe we as humans, we're not saying, you know, who is wrong or who is right. I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying that from learning from the history, I think we human beings still need to reflect upon ourselves as humanity, and maybe it's not enough yet. That's why these things are coming back and back and back again. I mean, civil rights movement's been going on for years and years, right? From Lincoln to Martin Luther King, and it's still going on today. And to me, it's like, why? You know, like, I mean, it's kind of strange because maybe because I'm Asian, I have a different viewpoint. But from I think there's still a karma going on there. So again, gratitude, you know, understanding each other, understanding the diversity of different cultures is very important. And like you mentioned in the very beginning, I was raised in Beirut, and I lived in Japan. I lived in the U.S. for 10 years. I got, you know, through all the mixed cultures and things like that. So I have this, I don't know, when I grew up, I already had this understanding of understanding other people, accepting others. And of course, when I was going to school in the U.S., I wasn't bullied at all. I had very great friends, but sometimes I do feel a little bit of discrimination as well. I used to feel like that too. So it's a very, very deep topic and issue. And I'm sure there's different types of people, even in this movement. One is the one who really, really wants the peace and diversity and different culture coming together, like myself. And there's another one who are like taking advantage of this movement. You know, it's everything's kind of mixing together. So it's a very difficult time. But I guess we just have to go back to the very, very basic and think about, you know, what we need to learn from all this. It's about, you know, being grateful and feeling the gratitude for each other, I think. Yeah, I don't know
definitely
which one I should go to, but it's kind of difficult topic. So.
Yeah, and you know what, too? Like, when you said talking about watching things, and that was a very interesting viewpoint that you shared about watching the Black Lives Matter movement, and like it seems to be a crossover from civil rights, and it seems like some things just keep going on. And when you said, you know, maybe I have a different view being Asian and not, you know, living. But then again, I think sometimes that is a good angle because you know, you've studied about America, you lived in America, and you know Americans. I mean, you're not a kind of person that goes, oh, that's those people over there. You know, you paid attention. And sometimes I think it takes an outside view who knows about what's going on, who knows the people, studies, and looks like, you know, I keep seeing you do the same thing over and over.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Yeah.
You know, that's what you could think. They keep doing the same thing over and over. And that makes sense. So there's a couple of other things I wanted to go. There's so much I want to ask you. I am so in love with this movie and so happy that you're here. One of the things is, Sayuri. Our heroine, our main character. She talks in the show. Of course, the people she works with in this coffee shop, Cafe Extra, they're very. They seem like almost like she's not. They're not her family, but they seem to have a very family type relationship. They, you know, think very highly of her and brought her in there.
Yeah,
and love having her work for them and love nurturing her gifts. Mm-hmm. And she talks about. The lessons from Buddha, and she also talks about God, and there's no delineation. There's that there's one or the other. There are good messages and from both studies. Whether you study God, whether you read Buddha, she has the good messages and the good information from both to use. And I like that. What kind of response have you had so far about having the combination of those two?
I see. Actually, we haven't released the movie in U.S. yet. So I think the perspective of Japanese people, sharing the word God and Buddha probably is not the same as people would hear in U.S. because U.S. Basically most of the people are Christian, right? Very, very small group of people are either Muslim or Buddhism. But in Japan, it's kind of opposite. Christians are like maybe less than 5%, very small percentage. And a lot of them, not Buddhism, but they believe, you know, they go to Buddhist temple and things like that. So they're more familiar with Buddhism and the word Buddha and also God. So there isn't much of a difference, actually. And as you can see in the movie, at the end, when she goes to the final battle, I don't want to be a spoiler, but she had this final battle with the devil at the end. And she wears this the cloth, which is a Shintoism style. It's a Japanese traditional religion, Shinto. So, that, again, we kind of mix the religion there as well, from Buddhism to the God and also into Shintoism. So we try to go overboard, across the different aspects of religion as well. So that's one of the messages as well. You know, we are more open to all different types of thinking and philosophy as well. So, yeah, let's see how people react. Yeah, I'm kind of interested to see that. Actually,
yeah, so will I, because the thing is, yeah, some people seem, you know, have opened up to more ideas like that in America over the last 20 years or so. And I also think, you know, the thing is, everything is echoing the fact that it's, you know, gratitude for your life and being honest, hardworking, how you treat other people and positive attitude. And here's another thing. When you talk about the final battle, it has to do, there's a young man that Sayuri helps, and he he wants to learn from her.
He wants to become an exorcist. Yeah,
He does. And the thing is, and his girlfriend gets, gets a little unhappy about that.
Yeah.
And that's where the negative spirit comes in to egg things on. And here's the thing. And I think this also, this is maybe one of my interpretations from it. From the film, I don't know if it's what you meant, but because the girlfriend has this thought, she's a little confused, you know, she's a little like, well, who is this woman? And she's a little bit confused about this girl. And then her friends start nagging her on about it, like, oh, what's the matter with you and your boyfriend? And then, you know, other forces get involved, and then it just kind of takes over. And I saw that as a different sort of personification or example of like when you start thinking bad things about somebody and you and then you let your friend sort of influence you into having more bad thoughts and just keep on and on.
Yep.
I think, now this is just me, I think that sometimes, you know, you invite more negative feelings and invite negative spirits in, but you give them a place to feel comfortable.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So again, it's a negative power attraction. I hate to use this word because power attraction, I want to use it as a positive way, but there's a negative attraction. You know, same wavelength, philosophy, same thing. If you have the same mindset set to one direction and just doesn't let go of it, that's going to attract even more of it. So, you know, more influences and, you know, those little things, maybe the friend didn't mean so much. It was just a joke, right? It was joking around.
Mm-hmm.
But for
her,
it's not like a joke because she's so set to this jealousy thing that's happening, you know, between Sayuri and her boyfriend, which is not true. Nothing's happening, but she just makes things up that thinks it's happening. And so all the little things that happen, you know, you get so sensitive to it, and sometimes you just pick things up. Even if it's a small thing, can become such a huge thing in your mind, and that can take you over easily. So that's another lesson we really need to, you know, we can learn from it. So one mindset, if you are set to one negative mindset, everything happens around you looks like everything is negative, even though it's not. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, yeah, and sometimes it can get to the point where, like, the movie is, but, you know, the devil takes over the person. So
I am just thrilled that I got the chance to see the film first, and I want to see it again in the theaters. And now, tell us when the film is. It says it's going to be. It has a limited release, August 7th.
Yeah. Yes.
In New York, Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. L.A., Orange, San Francisco, Chicago, New York, Hawaii, yeah, in Toronto, Vancouver, Florida, Atlanta.
Yay!
Yeah, but yeah, trying to find out if the theater is going to open in August 7th at this point. Yeah. But, you know, we have to just commit ourselves and say, you know, we're going to do it. Even though it might not happen, because if you don't do it, if nobody does anything, nothing's going to change, right? So, like, we said, let's do it. Okay? If that's going to happen, that's fine. If it's not going to happen, we just go on VOD and DVD from September 1st. We just switch our strategy, you know, into the VOD. We just be, you know, there's a teaching called be water, be like a water, you know, flow like a water. So if one thing doesn't work, okay, water flows around, you know, we can just work things around, and we just want to be flexible with it. So we know August 7th is a big challenge for us, so we might have to delay it a bit, but at the end of the day, we're going to come up with VOD, definitely, on September. Yeah. So.
Well, if we don't have a positive plan, we don't want an evil plan to slip in, right? So we want a plan that this is going to happen, and we're going straight forward for it. And just to make sure everyone knows, on my social media, I will be sharing on all of my social media as Madam Perry Salon and as Jennifer Perry all the information you need to find about The Real Exorcist and Happy Science and when you can see it. And as I said, you know, they're planning a release August 7th, and I'm going to read again, New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago, San Francisco, Atlanta, Tampa, Honolulu, and Orange County, California. And it will be available likely on video on demand in September this year.
Yep.
September what? Oh, okay, good. September 1st.
Yeah.
And for more information. More information, you can go to realexorcistmovie.com. And, or as I said, you know, sometimes people tell me they listen to the show while they're running or while they're driving. So don't worry if you can't write it down. It'll be on my Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter. I will make sure that everybody knows how to get information. And the website for the film, I'll also be sharing the trailer again. Shout out to my dear friend, Juliana, who goes also Harumi, and thank you so much, Juliana Harumi Arai, for sharing this event on all of your social media. I certainly appreciate that. And I will. I am just so proud that you came, that this film is there, that you've made this, and there's a lot of work I know to make a film. And glad you had it done in time. You know, I work with TV shows and film in Georgia, and of course, we haven't done any. We've all of us out of work actors here. Glad the spirits got you to make this film before all that, so that we can see it.
Yeah.
And I am just thrilled. I'm very excited about this film, and I'm glad to have you on the on here on Madam Perry Salon again.
Just one more thing I just want to say. So this movie is going to be we have voiceover version. So we finished the voiceover, and it came out excellent. So if you're not too familiar with, you know, watching the Japanese movie with a, you know, a subtitle, if you're not too, you know, too happy with it, we have voiceover, and it's really, really great. It's been finished very well. So you definitely enjoy the voiceover as well. So I just want to mention that. Thank you.
Wonderful. Hey, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So, okay. Any other parting words or information we should know from you or from anyone that
we can keep going forever. So.
I want you to come back.
Because we didn't even talk about Happy Science at all this time.
I know we didn't get there.
But that's okay. I know Happy Science.
And there was a lady that came on here, Keiko Hoshini.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
and she told me she had Yeah, she had been to a Happy Science place in Atlanta near a Japanese restaurant. That's one of my favorites. I said, I had no idea.
To
Nakato. And believe me, when I can get out and go again, I will go. So, yes, if you could, because we still have some airtime reserved here. So if you could,
this is joking. You were joking. Yeah, I was just
joking. Okay. Yeah. Ha ha. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, and we didn't have karaoke either, okay? So
right.
We'll do all that next time. You know, we didn't know what karaoke was until we went to Japan. Of course, that was in 1987, my husband and I. He was working over there. So that is great. I think it's a great film. I think you are, and everyone at Happy Science is doing a fantastic job to bring what we need in this world, which is some positive energy. And you're not just talking about it, you're making it happen, and you're delivering doable information and guidelines for everybody. And I am just so grateful to you and for my friends at Steve Allen Media who have brought you to my attention.
Sure.
Very good people.
All right.
All right. Yeah. So remember, folks, tomorrow night we have Monique Mosien Petit Jackson, who talks about her life as Michael Jackson's daughter. And Wednesday we're going to talk about what we do at school and education. So this September with COVID-19. So thank you again, Yoichi, you Teddy.
Thank you for
the on the guys.